This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, Rosh Hashanah, prison blues. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. This week marks the high holiday of Rosh Hashanah, which celebrates the Jewish New Year and the creation of the world. As with most Jewish holidays, food is very important. Growing up, we were told that all Jewish holidays are summed up by the following quote, "We fought, we won, let's eat." This case involved Jimmy, a self-proclaimed Orthodox Jew who looked forward to celebrating the holiday each year. Unfortunately, Jimmy was also an inmate at a Kansas state prison. He requested he be provided with an apple, honey, and since wine was out of the question, grape juice, so he could celebrate the holiday. His request was granted, but unfortunately, the apple arrived 4.5 hours before the honey and grape juice, which in Jimmy's view prevented him from consuming the symbols of the holiday together and thus violated his First Amendment rights. The court dismissed Jimmy's case, noting he could have simply held on to the apple until the honey and grape juice arrived. So Jimmy lost, but he leaves us with some food for thought. Lashana tovah tikvoteinu, happy holiday, and may the coming year be a sweet year for us all. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.